24th day of this month, the sons of Israel assembled with fasting, in sackcloth and with dirt upon them. The descendants of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the wrongdoings of their fathers. While they stood in their place, they read from the book of the law of the Lord, their God, for a fourth of the day and for another fourth. They confessed and worshiped the Lord, their God. Now on the Levite's platform stood Yeshua, Bani Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bani Sherebiah, Bani and Chanani. And they cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. Now, then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Ebani, Hashabni, and Sherebiah, Hodiah, Sherebiah, arise, bless the Lord your God forever and ever. May your glorious name be blessed and exalted and above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord, you have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their lights, the earth and everything that is on it, the seas and everything that is in them. You give of the Canaanite, of the Hittite, and the Amorite, of the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, to give it to his descendants. And you have fulfilled your promise, because you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. Then you perform signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants and all the people of his land. For you knew that they acted arrogantly toward them, and you made a name for yourself as it is this day. You divide the sea before them, so they pass through the midst of the sea on dry ground. And you hurl pursuers into the depths like a stone in the raging waters, and with a pillar of cloud you led them by day, and with a pillar of fire by night to light for them the way in which they were to go. Then you came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven. You gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. So you made known to them your holy Sabbath and gave them commandments, statutes and law through your servant Moses.
our fathers acted arrogantly. They became stubborn and would not listen to your commandments. They refused to listen and did not remember your wondrous deeds which you performed among them. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God of forgiveness, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. And you did not abandon them, even when they made for themselves a calf of cast metal and said, "This is your God who brought you up from Egypt and committed great blasphemies. You, in your great compassion, did not abandon them." For them the way in which they were to go. Instead, you gave your good spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth. And you gave them water for their thirst. Indeed, for 40 years, you provided for them in the wilderness. They were not lacking, their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet swell up. You also gave them kingdoms and peoples, and allotted them to them as a boundary. Yeah, they took possession of the land of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and the land of all the kings. The Canaanites, and you handed them over to them with their kings and the peoples of the land to do with them as they desired. They captured fortified cities and a fertile land. They took possession of houses full of every good. So they rescue them.
pour into your compassion and admonish them in order to turn them back to your law. Yet they acted arrogantly and did not listen to your commands, but sinned against your ordinances, which if a person follows them, then he will live by them. And they turned a stubborn shoulder and stiffened their neck and would not listen. However, you remain patient with them for many years and admonish them by your spirit through your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore, you handed them over to the peoples of the land. Nevertheless, in your great compassion, you did not.
Now then, our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who keeps his covenant and faithfulness, do not let all the hardship seem insignificant before you, which has happened to us, our kings, our leaders, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and to all your people. From the days of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are righteous in everything that has happened to us. For you have dealt faithfully, but we have acted wickedly. For our kings, our leaders, our priests, and our fathers have not kept your law. With which you have admonished them, but they in their own kingdom, with your great goodness which you gave them, with the broad and rich land which you placed before them, did not serve you or turn from their evil deeds. Behold, we are slaves today, and ask for the land which you gave to our fathers, to eat its fruit and its bounty. Behold, we are slaves on it, and its abundant produces for the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. They also rule over our bodies and over our cattle. Now, because of all this, we are making an agreement in writing. And on the sealed document are the names of our leaders, our Levites, and our priests.